The name of this film is McLuhan Way, In Search of Truth.
So, I like what Burroughs said. The masses always lose. So, no matter what is exposed or whatever, the mass mind always, no, I don't care if they butt fuck it here, we need our church. You know, that's the mass mind, right?
The mass mind always loses, is what Burroughs said?
That's what Burroughs said, yeah. It's a good law of life. The mass mind always, the masses
that's,
always
that's
lose.
That's very Zappa-esque, because
for the record,
in the
Mark?
World again, in the race about you and the world will always win. If you win, then think of it as a bonus, but always expect to lose.
Yeah, the masses always win and keep everything tragic.
Yeah, Burroughs says the mass.
The masses always lose.
Yeah, and the fight between you and the world always wins.
Now, this gets confused by the medium. That's the message of Finnegan's Wake and McLuhan. When you have a mass mind extended, then it gets confusing. That truism starts to get blurred and mixed up, okay?
Oh, by the way, what was Marshall's... what did he think of Burroughs?
Oh, he said stay away from him. Evil.
Yeah, but his our article on Naked Lunch in The Nation is must-reading.
Right, and you have to see how he responds. Here's Burroughs being a mediaecologist, following in what McLuhan calls the panic tradition of James Joyce. McLuhan distanced himself from mediaecology in that article. It's the most important article because the subtlety of it.
Hmm.
You won't even know what I'm saying unless you read it carefully.
Wow.
We could go through that at some point.
He distanced
himself from mediaecology.
So he says, I'm going to turn off being a mediaecologist to write this.
Beg your pardon?
He says, I'm going to turn off being a mediaecologist to write just this one review. Is that what you mean?
Partly. The meaning of mediaecology, and Barrington Nevitt's book, The Communication Ecology, what does it mean in a poetic sense of the ecological interaction of media? The final vision of McLuhan about what was going on, you can call it a traditional poetic vision, turns on understanding why he said what he said in the Burroughs Review. Because if you get to a reasonable understanding of McLuhan, you say, oh yeah, he advocated turning off TV and all that, and that's mediaecology. No, that's what we call efficient causality. There's another level to McLuhan, and to communicate that is really difficult. But I use that article... I would use that article if anybody cared to go through it, and I'd point out the big difference. The big thing, he's saying William Burroughs is the best since Finnegan's Wake, quote, the best. So why would he tell me and other people stay away from Burroughs? It's because Burroughs was in a panic situation. McLuhan was not a panicker. Okay, and it's very complex, but it does begin with this Christian quote. It begins with this Christian quote, Scott. So what do you want to say?
Well, it was towards the end of his life, Burroughs was so freaked out that Ginsberg and a couple of other notables got together and held like a shamanic ritual to try to get him depossessed or something.
I read
he thought he was possessed of a dark angel.
That's right. I read an interview with Burroughs near the end of his life where he talks about that. Mm. I think he meant the thing that possessed him when he killed his wife.
Yeah.
That still was always in him. And it became a big problem in his later years. And I think he asked them to exercise him and all that.
Right.
What, Jerry's now going to tape us?
Yeah, I want to have some taping.
You can stop it for a second. See, this is really important to deal with this quote
here. Look at that, man.
High tech. We're going to deal with this quote here about Jesus Christ being a case where the meaning and the message are fully one and the same. And this is page 103 of The Medium and the Light. But before we go into that, we will move to page 241 in Understanding Me, which is a collection of great essays by McLuhan, including some transcripts of some of the tape quotes or tape sections in the 1984 documentary. She sells in the 90s the extended full or most of the broadcasts and interviews that only are excerpted slightly in the one-hour 1984 documentary. So she sells to institutions. This is the thing Jerry's been trying to get. to universities the full stuff, and she had to go around for years, I guess, and get the rights from every broadcaster that had it. But this book transcribes some of that stuff that you can't get unless you have paid a lot of money or something, you know. I think it's cheaper now. But when I bought it in the mid-90s, when she first offered it, it was $700 for six tapes. So you go to page 241 in this book, and it says, the motor car, McLuhan, he speaks this. This is a transcript of a talk. The motor car, as the supreme form of privacy, has been threatened, in fact, superseded by television. You know how we were arguing about peak oil last night? This is what Robin should hear. Television brings the outside inside, and it takes the inside outside. It pulls the rug out, or the highway out, from under the car. It deprives the car of its rationale and its meaning. If the car had not lost its real meaning in our lives, there would be no oil price hikes. That is, nobody would even dream of allowing the oil price hikes to occur. The rise in oil prices, of course, is a promotional deal. There's no question. I mean, that's well known, but it is something that could not have happened if the car had not already been obsolete.
Wow, that is fucking 2000. And Bob, that's amazing because the content of TV is auto cars.
Buy this
car. Buy that car. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's kinetic. Well, it's the kinetic sensibility of Americans' bias, century bias. Speed it up. That's all special effects. The latest Bruce Willis movie is just fucking
car smashing.
You
don't have to buy a car. You have to buy a TV.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're in a car. And now you get GPS. There's a little TV set that tells you where to go. Jeez. They gotta have Bob's voice in there. Hey, I'm Bob. Take a ride up here. While you're thinking about taking a ride up here, let me read you a snap.
This
page. We got a new business. God, that's the business you've been. Sell Bob
as a vocal
as a
music
vocal
voice
for
act.
GPS.
Yeah. So then he says,
pull over, don't drive anymore. Listen to this. People go, wait, I have to pull over. I'm on my cell phone, I gotta get a pen. And then the GPS just says, pull over. I'm gonna read you from McLuhan.
Yeah, okay, so it says, the car has lost its place in the heart of the people. That doesn't mean it's going to disappear overnight. Not at all. All it means is the effects of the car are disappearing, and privacy and service environments are part of the effects. When I say the medium is the message, I'm saying that the motor car is not a medium. Everybody up to this point, even you, Jerry, thinks TV is the medium. TV is not the medium. He explains. When I say the medium is the message, I'm saying that the motor car is not a medium. The medium is the highway, the factories, and the oil companies. That is the medium. In other words, the medium of the car is the effects of the car. When you pull the effects away, the meaning of the car is gone. The car as engineering object has nothing to do with these effects. The car is a figure in a ground of services. It's when you change the ground that you change the car. The car does not operate as the medium, but rather as one of the major effects. I'll read that again. The car does not operate as the medium, but rather as one of the major effects of the medium. So, quote, the medium is the message is not a simple remark, and have always hesitated to explain it. Isn't that incredible?
This is 241 and 242? Dude, I'm using
You
this.
Memorized that page.
I've revamped my whole lecture now.
I know. So, you start all over again. Sorry, I was all wrong. Thanks to Bob. I'm now really a footnote to Dobbs. I wasn't before. I lied. Okay. So, quote, the medium is the message is not a simple remark. It's very, if you can see him, he's there just talking casually.
Right.
And so, the medium is the message is not really what I meant.
That's when I first said, my first McLuhan lecture, I mean, I said to you, said, tell medium the sessions is like, it's just like an aside, like being
a
butthead.
What's it on me? He goes, yeah, medium is a message. But that is just a figure for a whole explanation.
Right.
You say it as an aside because you haven't got time to explain it.
Right.
And that's what he's proving that he meant that when he said it's an aside on the album. So he says, because it's not a simple remark, and I've always hesitated to explain it. Yeah, people think he wrote books trying to explain it. It really, but he could mean I've always hesitated to explain it verbally. you know, I'll write about it, create confusion that way. It really means a hidden environment of services created by an innovation. And the hidden environment of services is the thing that changes people. It is the environment that changes people, not the technology. Now, you know, anybody who ever teaches technology in media and McLuhan says that technology changes the people. But he's pointing out it's the environment, the hidden ground of services and disservices that changes people, not the technology. Now, that's a revolutionary statement in McLuhan land. You know what I mean? He says, then he goes on about Ivan Illich. But that's the end of that particular one, living at the
great.
Speedway.
Bob, there's a question, though.
Did you go great? It's great to know this.
Well, I fucking believe it. So when he says the telegraph caused the Civil War, he means the environment of the telegraph. So that's why people get all upset. No, the telegraph didn't cause. So then they're right when they go, well, it helped cause. Or they don't like that word cause.
Well, it gets all complicated. But remember, he says, all my writings are manipulative satire. It's almost like, isn't that, we'll see in here. Marshall, could you sum up what you're trying to say in 1 minute? No, I couldn't do that. And it's almost like there's no... another point. Marshall, should we take you seriously? No, don't take me too... People take me too seriously. In other words, he knew it was impossible to fucking communicate what he really meant under electronic conditions.
Right.
So he did other ways of prompting people. So he made up the statement that technology changed people to get attention, and everybody argued and yelled and screamed and... I don't know, he got a few people who came by and noticed him that he wouldn't have noticed before, and then he got some good colleagues. I don't know what he got out of it all, you know what I mean? He did say, being a Catholic, you must suffer, so he actually created a lot of mass confusion so he could suffer and be a good Christian, okay? You know, it's very interesting and complex, you know.
So, yeah, so it's basically, it is the environment, but he's not going to give up the fact that he says the telegraph caused the Civil War, because that's a stimuli to start the discussion.
That's right. He says the artist always will do anything to get attention. So he did all this, his books, to get attention and then see where it can go. I mean, maybe he said, well, people are going to take 200 years to understand me, so I'll just lay the groundwork.
Come on in.
Come on in.